getting ready for the dreaded NPTE? How about winning a fully loaded NPTE home study bundle from ptfinalexam.com? Here's how to win. Follow us on Twitter at ptpinecast or enter online at ptpinecast.com. This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Here we go. It's the next episode of the PT Pinecast. We are at the World of Beers, talking today with Dr. Cole Galloway, a professor at the University of Delaware in the Department of Physical Therapy, also the founder of the Go Baby Go program that teaches people to hack battery-operated cars that you can pick up at Toys R Us into pediatric mobility devices. But that's just how he's getting warmed up. So want to welcome Cole Galloway to the PT Pinecast. Thanks for taking time out.
Thanks. This is fun. This is a great atmosphere. Got the crowd here supporting us.
Yeah. You just gave a talk on campus. I had actually met you 2 years ago at the Next Conference in Charlotte. And it was really cool because I was telling second and first year students, they definitely needed to come out. You're this close. You got to go. I was ready to hear the same presentation. And the same presentation that you gave 2 years ago was over in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's changed. Yeah. So I want to make sure everybody knows about Go Baby Go, but that's only a fraction of what I want to talk about now because there's a ton more.
Yeah, and Go Baby Go's mission really is to develop training and technology for kids, but as you saw tonight, it's gone way beyond kids, it's gone way beyond us, it's gone way beyond the research. It's actually flipped over to community-based, and the real push is from the community actually hacking our stuff and going forward. We hacked Fisher-Price. Yeah. Now families in Orlando are hacking our harnesses and going forward. That kind of push is exactly where the profession is.
Yeah.
It's a call out to the APTA. We talked about this earlier with Sky Donovan in your chair, that if the APTA does not sort of get on track with the outside of the bubble, I fear that PT is going to fall behind. We can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think PTs in general are positioned perfectly right now, but we got to move fast. We got to move outside the medical rehab academic bubble to partner with the community, and that's what tonight's talk was about. Right. Was a partnership.
All right, so just if you're sitting on an airplane and you're sitting next to someone says, what do you do? And you're going to bring up Go Baby Go. How do you kind of talk about it how do you kind of paint the picture for people?
Our mission is to partner with users of the technology to develop the next generation of technology and training that allow everybody to co-create their world through mobility. We're focused on mobility, and mobility is not just movement, meaning muscles firing, joints moving, but the ability to function in an enriched environment called the world.
Yeah.
So whether it's laboratory-grade data in the real world, whether it's an NIH or NSF, National Science Foundation study, it's partnering. As I said tonight, scientists shouldn't decide hypotheses. Clinicians shouldn't decide functional goals. That's the function of the community. And I think when we actually embrace that community and we don't find therapists in magic buildings and we don't find researchers in magic towers, we found them out in the community, we're really going to have some excitement. And some of the low-hanging fruit technology that we do today in terms of harness systems and the ride-on cars are just the first generation examples.
So it's just simply, it started, you guys took Barbie cars or, you know, battery-operated cars. I had one when I was a kid. You said, well, wheelchairs are expensive. What if we just took this off the shelf at Walmart or Toys R Us, added some components to it to make it fit our patient? Because patients don't get to choose their problems, you know. Mm-hmm. PTs don't get to choose their problems. We're going to make the mobility device fit the patient and make it fun because they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for it. They don't develop properly unless they're moving. And you talked a little bit about the research. I mean, you're 6 months behind if you have a movement issue, because movement starts in the second trimester. So you're 100,000 movements behind by the time you're born.
Right.
And you said sometimes, what do we say sometimes in PT? Well, we'll wait and see how it turns out. Wait and see. You're already in the hole.
You're behind.
So that's simply what you do, is you hack those cars. And I urge everybody to go online and just search Go Baby Go. Go to YouTube and just check out some of those videos. If you don't get inspired and you're a PT or a PT student, you're in the wrong field.
Yeah. And you're going to have somebody in your local environment within a state or two, probably with the 50 international chapters we have. They may be a third grade class that's helping you. They may be a sixth grade class in near Marymount University. Or they may be a BMW-sponsored foundation in New Zealand. But we'll help you do that. And more importantly, that Go Baby Go is, in terms of the central headquarters in Delaware, we're here to help the individual chapters. And by the way, you get to be a chapter by saying, I built a car, I'm going to be a chapter. We're here to help you raise money. We're here to help you start a lab. Whatever your local vision is with your local environment, that seems to be working pretty well. And we're, again, we're here. But if you want to run a curriculum in your school, that's Central Florida or North Florida. If you want to run a research program, that's University of Delaware or Cleveland State or Oregon State. We can help you plug into our partners around the world to go beyond where you think you could be. There's plenty of PT students that run their own chapters at Rockhurst University in Kansas City, Marymount, other places. There's a way to do it, and really the push is from the younger generation.
Yeah.
And that's exactly probably where it should be.
Yeah. So maybe I skipped over a component there too. You figured out how to hack these cars. And that's a word you use a lot, is hack. You figure out how to hack them, and instead of sitting on it and selling the plans or trying to figure out how to make your own cars cheaper, your own wheelchairs cheaper, you gave them away.
Yeah.
And that had to drive some people nuts. I mean, some people, in terms of people who make wheelchairs that are super expensive, because you solved the problem for the end user.
Yeah, and that honestly, that assistive technology industry is dying a slow death. Everybody in the industry will tell you price points are too high. There needs to be true innovation. Innovation right now is turning a battery 90 degrees. It's an industry that's just, it's not modern. It can be innovative. The engineers that work for these companies are innovative engineers. They're just shackled. They're not allowed to be. They're working materials that are very old. They're working with torque motors that are 10 times what they need. Thank you. Some of our fans there.
Some drunk dude just walking around. All right.
Yeah, go baby, go baby.
Woo! Fired up too.
Wings and calamari. So the technology is, we talked about it tonight, shrink it and pink it, where we take adult technology and we miniaturize it, paint it a color or
don't. Put a Disney logo on it.
Yeah. And we talked about the disrespect that you get when you ask special populations to wear things that no one would be caught dead in. That's Michelle Lobo's functional fashions. That's a whole other wing of Go Baby Go.
Yeah.
The So Baby So. That's exoskeletons turned inward into fashions. That's using coats and belts and glasses and underwear and socks and shoes as foundations for orthotics and prosthetics. Super cool.
You took something that's been around for a long, long time, put it inside a garment, and made it work better than an exoskeleton. You took piano wire, sewed it inside a garment, and made it effective, and you did it at a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, that's Michelle Lobo. That's Michelle Lobo and Martha Hall. And that's a conceptual shift. And all these things are conceptual shifts. The technology is low bar. It's very low tech. It's easy. It's identifying the problem, number one. Focus on the problem. Focus on understanding the user. And then look for the low-hanging fruit. And it's piano wire. And it's $25. And it's up against a $10,000 unit that we talked about tonight. That $10,000 unit or a $60 or $70 switch is a thing of the past. That's got to be something that's just gone. Outside of the bubble of medical and academic and research, they would never survive. And they survive because they're in a bubble. That bubble's about to burst.
Yeah, I was at a conference not too long ago for the Virginia Physical Therapy Association. The guy was doing robotics. So I'm like, this is cool. I want to check it out. And he was telling everybody the prices of everything. And he said, well, this is our highest end one. And he's like, it's good, but it's, you know, a couple of years will be perfect. You had given a really cool way to look at the situation. If you had a solution to the problem and it was good, but it wasn't perfect, would you give it out or would you wait? Well, maybe you'd wait a little bit. And then you said, well, what if the solution to that problem is getting somebody out of a wheelchair? Why don't you sit in the wheelchair until you release it? Kind of putting the person literally in the patient or the end user's seat. And then watch how fast that person releases that technology or makes it better.
Yeah, and in physical therapy, we don't do a lot with social justice, but that's from the social justice wing of trying to understand your blind spot. As somebody that is ably mobile, I have a huge blind spot. I can't see what's needed. I must use the user, and that's that medical hacking, the ability of the user of technology to hack that and make it fit them. I think it's probably important enough to have your third rotation in PT school be simply spending time with folks in special populations to understand what they're doing. So I can envision a third rotation. The two rotations ahead of that is in the medical model. The third rotation is you spending a week with a PEDS person of special needs, a week with a stroke survivor, a week with an orthopedic athlete, you know, and on and on and on through those 10 or 12 weeks to understand what their daily activities are. The low-hanging fruit in terms of technology and training would be significant. We better do it or other people are going to do it for us and PT's going to be out of a job.
They solve our problem. We're in trouble.
Quickly.
You had alluded to the fake kitchen or the stairs to nowhere. So we bring the patient into a false environment, into the clinic or the hospital, and then we put them through a fake kitchen, a fake situation of climbing stairs or on a treadmill or a locomat, and then we wonder why they don't produce good results or not fast results when they go back to where they want to be out in the world. Why aren't we out there with them?
Yeah, and that may be a history of physical therapy. We've always been focused on muscles and joints for their own sake. Movement scientists, as we talked about tonight, movement scientists for its own sake. I really think we're social mobility scientists. I think we really are interested not in muscles and joints, but we're interested in how you use walking to solve problems. Traditionally, that's been an OT kind of thing. I think that physical therapists, that at least work in rehabilitation settings, are really interested in that. I think the athletic-oriented outpatient sports ortho traditional PT is also interested in the athlete on the field.
In their environment.
On the field. And I think laboratory-grade data, clinic-grade data out in the real world is where the technology should go. And I think we're poised to do it. We could take over from a standpoint of an association or for a political sort of standard of care and practice act sort of view. But we've got to get out of these bubbles and partner with the folks that are using the technology.
So we had Go Baby Go with the cards. You got So Baby So with the clothing. And now this is something that I had just seen a video for a few months ago, and you were able to talk about it tonight, was the harness system. Mm. And that is literally doing what you just said. That is taking the patient and figuring out a way to hack the system to get them back in the system they want to be in.
Yep, bodyweight supported treadmill training came out of cat neurophysiology, where you have a cat on a treadmill. In the Gold's Gym, you're on a treadmill. Let's put a patient on a treadmill. Let's put a kid on a small treadmill. But it's a rehabilitative device like a weight machine, but it's not social. You don't really work in high dosage. So when you don't work in high dosage, you don't have the frequency and duration in the social environment, how can you really, really rehabilitate? I don't think you can. I think harness systems in Starbucks, harness systems in houses, in schools, a harnessed life. We mocked out for the crowd tonight how a discharge conference with mom after her stroke, after me, after my stroke, would be going into a Home Depot, taking a voucher from Blue Cross Blue Shield and say, I need a 3-bedroom ranch harness house, which is a track-based system, all mechanical, non-electrical. And the guy behind the counter at Home Depot says, okay, that's $5,000 a room. That's $25,000. You have the Blue Cross Blue Shield voucher. That takes 3/4 off. You owe us $2,500 times 3 in an installment plan. We'll have it put in on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Mom will come home on a Thursday to build real cookies for real Hanukkah in the holiday season versus fake cookies in the OT gym. Over time, mom has 40% of her body weight taken off, and she's a fall risk no because of fall safety harness as well. Over time, she goes to 30%, 20%, 10%, and you return the unit after that. You get $2,000 returned
back,
on
baby.
You, baby. She now progresses in her home and starts to have a little bit of fear of falling. You go back to that Home Depot, get a 3-bedroom unit the same way so that she can actually go faster, decrease the fear of falling. The OT and PT meet her in the home. It changes the discharge conference.
Yeah.
It changes everything. These are mechanical systems. We've mocked this out with 20-pound payloads with pediatric clients. We need to mock it out with 200-pound payloads. We need somebody to step up and donate something for a harness house. We need a film crew to come document what a day in the life of a special kid or a special adult looks like before and after. This needs to be propagated across the planet as what physical therapists can do. And we need to go then just rock the shit out of this as physical therapists. Now, we may have to change our name because we're physical only to a limit. We're really interested about social mobility, cognition, language that comes from the physical. So at some point, we may outgrow the physical in physical therapy. I don't think it's a problem. I think that's a solution.
I think the word physical is encapsulated in social. I mean, how are you social if you can't move? You were talking about some studies of watching time-lapse photography in a sandbox with kids, and the immobile kid gets left behind. They move away. It's not conscious. They just do it.
I mean, I'm sometimes doom and gloom on one half. On the other half, I'm super high on what the future holds, but we have to move quickly. We have to move quickly for our profession. We have to move quickly because I'm going to have a stroke soon, and I do not want to go to a nursing home or assisted living unless I have to. Everybody out there that works with the elderly understand exactly what the pressure is when you go to a nursing home or assisted living. You're likely going to have to sell that family home. Aging in place, as it were, is a big deal. The Veterans Administration has smart homes that don't involve track systems. We can partner with them. There's all kinds of opportunities to leapfrog us and put us right square in the middle. If we don't, users will. That's the medical hacking.
They will hack it out.
That's the medical hacking, is users are going to do it. We better partner with them and solidify our political and our financial security for private practitioners out there. My goodness, this is a way for new programmatic stuff. It's a new rent-to-own business. There are no national contracts that I know of with harness houses or harness Starbucks. There's no such thing as an instrumented Starbucks.
Well, you created your own. You created your own
cafe.
Harness cafe.
Yeah. The Go Baby Go Cafe is a 10x10 harness system, and our Go Baby Go chapters are really high on that. We'll put them across that. That harness system allows us to partner with community businesses to fill in what that 10x10 harness looks like. Got that on the Go Baby Go site if you want to see that. That's something we can help anybody raise money for. It's deeply embedded in the community. You can put Vicon, you can put Burtek, Force Plates for the researchers listening out there. It's a way to get NIH money. This is a big, bright future, but I can't underscore enough, we have to move quick. We have to move quick, not only for us, but because I'm talking to enough medical hackers that they will do it and we'll be left behind. So if you like it, that's awesome. If you don't, that's still awesome. The user is going to do this.
Yeah, you really can't legislate or price out technology. I mean, look at Napster, Metallica fought them. Can't just do this. You can't give away the music. Look, the technology's there. Someone's going to figure out how to hack it and do it, and they're going to do it better. It's not Napster. It's going to be something else. And then all of a sudden, now Metallica's on board because they realized they couldn't do it. This is a situation. How come big, giant companies full of smart people who went to really big schools aren't figuring it out?
It's a closed system. It's like the Pentagon having a $700 wrench. And people in assistive technology are very good people. Most of them, I would say, that I've met have big hearts, but they're confined to a system that pays too much money for too little service. They want the system to change, but right now there's not a lot of room for innovation. In pediatric power technology, there is room for innovation, and the Go Baby Go systems are the ride-on cars, which are being built by third graders all the way through Marymount University students and on, is changing things.
At your talk tonight, it was filled with PT students, local PTs, professors, and the front row was a bunch of sixth graders hanging there going, we want to do this. And we can. We're a bunch of sixth graders. You know, we take a medical mission trip in our third year PT school. We're planning on making these on site in Costa Rica with some people who need them so it can get to where it needs to get. Now, if we were to try to bring wheelchairs there, we'd bring one or two. But now I can come down there with 15, 20 cars in the 2 weeks that we're there.
Yeah, it's a tingly moment. You know from your heart and your head that you're on the right side of history, you're on the right side of social justice, and that's what powers. And that's what I was talking about with the provost and dean in the auditorium tonight, was that this is where universities and high schools, middle schools, elementary schools need to position themselves to make it such that they matter, that really universities and educational systems in general, they aren't in the business of educating. They're in the business of solving community problems through education. That changes something. I heard the provost at Marymount was very high on that.
Yeah.
Very impressive lady she is. They're going to rock. Look out in the D.C. area. I think Marymount's going to connect with the community, answer problems. And for PT students out there, don't wait. Don't wait for professors and staff to do this. Contact Marymount, Rockhurst University in Kansas City, University of Central Florida, North Florida, about how to get coursework on this and sort of jerk your education away from people that are not really connected and be an independent learner. That's exactly what the APTA is, exactly what your university wants you to do. That's available right now, and you're serving. Service learning is sort of a tired phrase sometimes, but it's it really can be in the educational mainstream to actually have a way not to wait to just your clinical rotations to serve, but to serve in the classroom through outreach.
So we talked a little bit about where things started with Go Baby Go. We talked a little bit about where they are right now. Where do you think things are, if you could guess? Because this stuff just only speeds up. It's not slowing down. The hackers out there are not waiting for the big companies to jump on board. Mm-hmm. Where do you think this can go? You talked a little bit about skiing. You talked about getting harness systems in a large, big scale.
Again, outside the medical model, you've got Red Bull, for example, that is a big name in the X Games. They need to at least have me in front of them for 15 minutes to show them what they could do when they pair Special Olympics, Paralympics, and the X Games together with harnesses. They could help redefine an entire generation's cultural sensitivity to disability. They can really help change our culture and lead the world in this. The other thing is that feeding and toileting are two places that caregivers and users both come together. Play's hard. Play for kids is hard because kids are in the play. Adults aren't in the play. So it's really hard to, even for someone that loves you, to go beyond about 25 or 30 minutes of playing with you. Toileting and feeding is where your guardians, your caregivers will perk up. That's a big need. There's not a lot of assistive technology there. When we start looking at that and taking a look at, for example, what's the typical social dynamic of feeding in typical developing kids and kids with special needs, it's going to be some low-hanging fruit of ways to help kids. I know that feeding clinics are becoming big in hospitals. I think most of them are geared toward adults teaching the parent to feed the child. What I'm talking about is technology and training that allows the child to become independent in feeding and in toileting. Super fun. Toileting and feeding is not something that physical therapists think a lot about. I think it's up our bailiwick. I think we can actually partner with OTs, speech, and the family to make some inroads. So I would go there. We also need to disseminate. I need a documentary built. I need to get on Ellen or the Today Show. The Today Show could do a lot for us. If I'm hacking a car with Matt Lauer or other people on the Good Morning Circuits while they're interviewing other guests, the vignette would be to start me out under a time pressure that in an hour we're going to get a couple of cars for kids. And they keep referring back to us in the green room. We're hacking. At the end, we deliver a couple of cars. Then they go to the New York City streets and you see 100 cars and we have a drive-by. We have all these kids come by. That's scientific dissemination, way beyond publications and presentations. That really helps illuminate. There will be thousands of kids, parents, that will watch that and go, boom, that's my kid. We need to do that. I need to get on Ellen.
Ellen would love you.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see that. You can see how it plays out. That's a very easy. Somebody listening right now could probably get us, or probably even better, Sky or you or other people in front. It doesn't have to be me. Go Baby Go is not me.
Well, that's the whole point. Everybody. Anybody can do it.
It's everybody.
And everybody should do it.
So if you can help Go Baby Go get in front of some of these producers, it only takes about a 5-minute pitch to have people go, what the what? This is real. And this is physical therapy. This is university education. This is education that the American public can go, that's why you spend 40 or 50 grand a year. That's why my kid goes in debt, is to get something like this in terms of educational experience. This is led by PTs. I'm a PT. People often talk to me about, you're really hard on us. You're really dark in the pressure you put on us. Absolutely.
Good.
Because kids and stroke survivors and brain injury survivors and Parkinson's survivors are sitting right now, oftentimes alone, oftentimes sitting thinking that they can't be something. If you're 40 or 50 and it takes you 10 years in a harness system to become vocationally ready in a Go Baby Go cafe, you'll be 60. You got 20 more years on the globe. Let's go.
Don't just put them away in a home.
That's the biggest thing about this technology, is when should vocational training start for kids 8 years old? What do you mean? I mean life skill training with a harness system in their home and in their school, in their playground. So that if it takes them 8 to 10 years to get vocational ready, they're ready by 20 years. If it takes a child or an adult 10 years to get vocational ready in a harness, and you're 30, now you're 40. You got 40 years on the planet. It really changes. And that's what I'm excited about, is changing the culture through Red Bull, changing the scope of practice through harness systems, where it really was, wait a minute, this really pressurizes the system to do high things, not going into rehab with 6 weeks of care for Miss Jones with a stroke survivor, but going, you know what, I'm with her for 6 or 16 years because of her in-home harness. Now home health is not kind of the stepchild.
It's the big league, baby.
Yeah. It's the big leagues, and we can develop another generation of technology that helps us do laboratory-grade data in the home. Now everybody wants to do home care. You can't find a 21st century scientist in a lab, they're in a living room. You can't find a PT school clinic in the clinic, they're in the workplace or in the stadium. A harness ski lift, a harness ski slope, a harness X Games. If you're an ATC PT, you need to do X Games and paraplegia together. This is super cool. It's exactly what you want for yourself. And that's what I say to scientists, is study what you'd study if you had with the people you study have. Same thing for therapists.
In their
Same
shoes.
Thing for therapists. To do that, you've got to spend the night with a family with a kid with CP. You got to get in a van with a kid with autism. You got to go home with survivor autism or Parkinson's or stroke, whoever you love as a patient population. Spend time. Students, when you go for your CI'd clinical rotations, beg to go home at night with some of your patient populations and look at that. You won't do a jackass home program. It will recalibrate you. This is a big time. And as far as political and financial sort of standard of care, profession, and practice, we can solidify our name only when we partner with community. Community will come on our behalf to fight for us. They will never cut Medicare, Medicaid for PT when the community says to Congress, never, don't touch my PT. If we're only about muscles and joints, I don't think it happens. If we're about social mobility and helping you walk for a reason, I think it's a done deal.
Yeah, if I took one thing away from your talk tonight, it wasn't about a car, it wasn't about a suit, it wasn't about a harness, it was solve the community's problems. And if you can do it with a car, a harness, or a suit, great, but you can do it with other things too, and that's making sure that you know what they're thinking or you know what they're going through, where they're going through it, and that's everywhere but the clinic that they're going to show up 1 or 2 hours a week.
And that's deep respect, and the clients will feel that, the patient populations will feel, when we give deference to them and say, what are your problems, it's a very different starting point, especially when we start with, I don't know anything hardly, you tell me what to solve. Then we're good. And continuously coming back to the community with those problems.
Yeah. People can search for more information. Google Go Baby Go. Is there a website you want them to directly go through?
I would just go Google Go Baby Go Delaware. That'll get you there. But also look on Facebook. Look in your local community. Even better yet, don't think of Go Baby Go as Delaware or myself. Think about what you can do. If for the podcast, if you think that's really cool, but it's theirs, we haven't done anything. If it's that's cool, but I can do even better, that's better. Let us know how we can help you.
Yeah. You guys are all about sharing the ideas. Somebody figure out how to make a better seatbelt in Iowa. Send us the plans. We'll share with everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're a donor that want to make a difference, either give to your GoBabyGo local, give to GoBabyGo national, which is the Delaware, and that will be directly related to networking those 50 international sites.
Okay. So an episode here is a pint. So what were you drinking tonight? That was the spooky what?
Something. What was I drinking?
Spooky pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Spooky pumpkin. That's my new nickname.
What did I have? The vanilla porter nitro? I try to have a different beer with each episode so it doesn't get old. So an episode is a pint. So before we're done with the pint, we have shots.
There you go.
I'm not doing actual shots. I'm talking parting shots.
If there
you can give a PT student just before they're ready to graduate or as they're going through school one little shot of advice, what would it be?
What was it called?
Blue Mountain Spooky.
Blue Mountain Spooky. My one advice to PT students.
Yeah, you got him in an elevator. He's about to leave. You're like, oh, yeah, make sure you pay attention to or focus more on this or less on this. What do you say? What's your parting shot?
Spend time with your clients. If you love stroke, go really understand what the real-world daily activity of stroke survivors are and assume every second you know nothing.
We're going to end on that because I can't top any of that.
Thanks. Bitch, please, mic drop. That's it.
Dr. Cole Galloway, thank you very much for being on the PT Pinecast. We appreciate it.
And I
want to hear you come talk in 2 more years, and I want to see what else we've gotten into.
Yep.
And I want to bring something to the presentation. I want to hack something.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank
Absolutely.
You very much. Appreciate it.
Sweet blue hands.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they? The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.